Yeah, there were a couple tournaments that they didn't want me to go to just because they were in the South. And, you know, we're talking about the early to mid 70s, I guess, at this point, mid to late 70s and early 80s. And I'm sorry, late 70s, early 80s, when I started to travel and play national tournaments. And one of them was in Birmingham, I think in 1981 or 83. I don't remember which year, but it was the early 80s. And, you know, mom was like, "You're not going." I'm like, "What do you mean I'm not going? I got in the tournament." Because if you have to have a certain ranking to get into nationals. And I'm like, "I'm in the tournament. Of course I'm going." And they're like, "We're just not comfortable sending you there." And I'm like, "What do you mean you're not comfortable?" So I go everywhere. I go to all the tournaments. So she and my dad had their own little conference. Finally decided to let me go or enter the tournament to go. And then what I found out later, so my dad is both my parents are from Mississippi, but we always drove everywhere we went. So we drove to my grandparents first before we drove down to Alabama, which was made sense. It's on kind of on the way. He could have gone a different route, but we went through there because he wanted to talk to his parents to find out if they felt that it was okay for me to go. And I was going to play at a country club where there were no black members. And so, you know, the only black people that were there were the workers. And they ultimately told him, "Yes, she's going. She's earned her right. She's accepted, and you're going to walk in and you're going to play and you're going to leave. You know, you're not going to do anything that you shouldn't be doing," which we didn't do anyways. But you know, I think my dad was more fearful for himself, probably more so than anything in 1981, 83, whichever year it was, you know, in Birmingham, Alabama. And we walked in and I've got my bag on my back. I'm hopping through the front gate, which I don't think any black person had probably ever walked through the front. And you know, and dad was like, "Hey, we're gonna go straight." He made sure I used the bathroom before I left the hotel, and we ate before, you know, we got there. He says, we're gonna check in, you're gonna play, and then we're gonna leave. We're not gonna hang around like we normally do at, you know, the tournaments. You're not gonna go watch your other friends play." And I'm like, "Why, Daddy?" He says, "Well, it's hot here. It's hot. So I wanna make sure that, you know, you get out of the sun as quickly as possible. We go get something to eat if you have to play again, or we'll go back, you know, so you can rest." And I don't understand what's going on at that age, but it was as I got older that I then recognized and understood the significance of me going and playing there. And you know, kudos to my parents and my dad for having the confidence and, you know, the gumption to really go forward with that, because I don't think it would be some place, or it wouldn't have been a place that he would have gone to for any other reason, but for me to go and play in a tournament. And the other kids are oblivious to what's going on because we're in a tennis world, and this is where we play. We play at country clubs all over the country, all over the city of Chicago. That's where the tournaments, many of the tournaments were. And so that was, as you know, as it was more of a reflection for me to be able to go back and put that in the book, because I understood how tough of a situation it really was.